There's going to be, in 1898, a new party's formed. Similar to that party that we saw in Germany, the Social Democratic Party. This is the Social Democratic Workers' Party. It's founded in Russia in 1898 with a guy named Vladimir Lenin as its leader. I got to put this back on. I stepped on the cord. Vladimir Lenin as the leader. So he's going around. He's socialist. He's read the Karl Marx stuff. He likes the Karl Marx stuff. Lenin, in fact, is going to be the intellectual behind the communist revolution. He's going to be the organizational power behind the communist revolution. So he's the intellectual and organizational force behind the Russian revolution. He himself's from an upper middle class family. So it's not like he's some poor peasant or poor worker who's striving. He's from an upper middle class family, but he's radicalized when his brother, Lenin's brother, was executed by it would have been Alexander III, I guess, because he was accused of being involved in the assassination attempts, one of the assassination attempts on Alexander II. And so I don't know if there's proof that his brother really was. Lenin didn't necessarily think so. And so Lenin's radicalized, like, if they're going to treat my family like this, and he kind of becomes anti-czar. And then you mix that with his socialist beliefs, he's going to become the revolutionary that's going to lead this Russian revolution. Tsar can't have him running around spouting these ideas, and so he's exiled. First, he's kicked off to Siberia. Then he's kicked out of the country to Switzerland. So he's exiled. Lenin is exiled to Switzerland. Then he talks to all kinds of socialists and learns more socialist stuff as he travels around Western Europe. Lenin, here's the system he wants to destroy, right? He wants to eventually destroy capitalism. This is how he would have viewed the capitalist system. At the bottom, you have these people who feed everyone and work for everyone. What class of people do you think this refers to in Marxist ideology? Proletariat. Perfect. These people, we eat for you. Who are those people probably then? Bourgeoisie. So you got proletariat. The bourgeoisie are living off of the proletariat, supported by the proletariat. And then we shoot at you, the government's army, their army. We fool you, the church, faking everybody out. So you're like, yeah, I'm just concerned about heaven. Let everyone else just take over, whatever. And then we rule you, the czar and his people, or whatever, king, monarchy, or whatever. And then, of course, that's the whole capitalist system. He wants to rearrange that whole thing, right? And say, we should all be equal instead of everything being supported by the proletariat. So Lenin becomes the heir to Marxist socialist thought. Because Karl Marx died in 1883. So here comes Lenin, and he's going to have some similarities and some differences with Karl Marx. I think James Newton there's a seminar about whether Lenin is the same as Marx, different than Marx. Here's a little preview of that right here. He has three basic ideas. Vladimir Lenin has three basic ideas in his socialist philosophy. The first one, he said, capitalism can only be destroyed by a violent revolution. Does he agree or disagree with Karl Marx right here? Agrees, because what's Marx say? The proletariat are going to rise up violently and overthrow the bourgeoisie. Why is it violent? Because are the bourgeoisie going to say, yeah, just take my property? No, they're going to fight, right? And so it's going to be violent. So that means Lenin is totally against revisionism. Karl Marx was against revision. He's like, I don't know what people are talking about, this slow, remember the Edward Bernstein evolutionary socialism? I don't know what people are talking about, this slow, gradual change through democracy to get to socialism. He's saying, I denounce that. We need a violent revolution to make it happen. These people aren't going to just willingly give up their property. So he believes the revolutionary message of Marx. His second belief is that he said socialist revolution's possible under certain conditions, even in relatively backward Russia. Karl Marx would have thought the communist revolution or socialist revolution, Russia would be the last place it would ever happen. Why? Why do you think he'd think it's the last place ever that it would happen, at least in Europe? Why would it be the last place? It's backwards. And what doesn't it have that he says needs to rise up and overthrow? Yeah, it only has like three proletariats, exaggeration. But millions of serfs, right? And then peasants. So he's saying capitalism really needs these proletariat. This is what Karl Marx would have believed, that it needs these industrial workers who are put down by the bourgeoisie to rise up and overthrow. They haven't quite got there yet in Russia. But Lenin's saying, no, it can happen here too. He's saying peasants would take the place of the proletariat, and it would be the peasants who are poor, just like the proletariat, and they are going to become the revolutionary. So there's a difference with Karl Marx. He's saying it can happen in Russia. Karl Marx would have thought it would have happened in Germany or Great Britain, some place that's industrialized, not in even the U.S. he probably would have thought before Russia, because Russia, he's like, they're backwards. They're still with the peasants and all that. His third point is, he says there has to be a dedicated elite group of revolutionaries. That he says revolution's going to be accomplished by a small group of smart, intellectual, full-time revolutionaries. Dedicated. That's different than Karl Marx. Karl Marx thought it would just be the proletariat. Everyone rising up to overthrow the bourgeoisie. Lenin saying no. It takes a small, dedicated elite to overthrow this system. And that means he's different than Karl Marx right here. So Marx thought it would be just happen, occur naturally. Lenin thinks it has to be instigated, that you have to start the revolution and then it would roll and happen. But it's got to be a small, dedicated group of people that will start this thing. So his ideas are different than evolutionary socialism. And so there starts to be a debate among the socialists in Russia. What do we believe? And so that Social Democratic Party that started, Workers' Party that started in 1898, by 1903, they're arguing with each other. And they're going to split. And the Social Democratic Workers' Party splits in 1903 into two groups. One's called the Mensheviks, and the other group's called the Bolsheviks. Mensheviks, Bolsheviks. The word Menshevik, thank you for not laughing like Tyler Croning. Yeah, he's like, ah, or whatever when I said Bolshevik. Can you hear his voice going, ah, Bolshevik? I guess it sounds like a word. I don't know. So Menshevik, the word Menshevik literally means minority. The word Bolshevik literally means majority. The irony is there were more Mensheviks than there were Bolsheviks. So what the words mean actually isn't the reality. So there's way more Mensheviks than there's going to be Bolsheviks. So which one will... do you think Vladimir Lenin will be in? He wants to be in the small, dedicated elite group. So which one's going to be small group? The Bolsheviks. So Lenin's a Bolshevik. So the Mensheviks are called the minority, but they're really the majority. And they are the evolutionary socialists. They are the Edward Bernstein, step by step, we'll get democracy, then the people will vote. And maybe, you know, way off in the future, at some point, the people were going to vote in socialism. All of Karl Marx's ideas in a slow, peaceful way through democracy and lots of people involved. The Bolsheviks, on the other hand, this is the Bolsheviks. The Bolsheviks follow Lenin's ideas. Those three ideas we just talked about, small, dedicated elite, violent overthrow, and yes, it can happen in Russia. So these are the Bolsheviks or the majority. The Bolsheviks are going to start planning, how can we do this revolution? Because they want to have a revolution. How do you create a revolution? Remember, they're in exile. They're kicked out of the country, so they're planning this from far away. And they're going to create these things called Soviets. First of all, this picture here. Two key guys in the revolution. One's Vladimir Lenin, and he's the guy speaking right there. And then the guy down here kind of sneaking in on the side, that's Leon Trotsky. So Lenin and Trotsky are kind of the two key architects of the communist revolution that's going to happen. They start by forming what are called workers' Soviets. So Soviets like a council. And they go, we got to organize the workers then. And we got to organize the soldiers. So there's like soldier Soviets, workers' Soviets. Even college people, like intellectuals, Soviets. And these are going to be the groups that they're going to try to lead to create this revolution. The Russian Revolution split into two. So you kind of got to look at the two stages. There's one in February and there's one in October.